I'm Sarah Buchanan, and welcome to Truth at the Table. You're listening to episode 17. This is a podcast about truth, but also about how what you believe is shaping your life. If you struggle with social comparison, feelings of inadequacy, or if you just need a moment away from the constant voice in your head, you're in the right place for thoughtful conversation, space to breathe, a little prayer, and a simple truth for your life today. So, when I was a kid, I remember reading Rainbow being the highlight of your days in elementary school. One afternoon when I was in first grade, we were in the computer lab, and after computer lab was reading Rainbow time. We were running down the hallway because our teacher hadn't come to pick us up, so the other teacher just let us go. And I remember running down the hallway to our first grade classroom and busting through the door, all of us, and looking up at the TV in complete confusion. When we looked up on the TV, we saw the Twin Towers and the smoke and the plane and the wreckage, and we were so confused. And although I was young, I had just turned 6 at this point, I didn't understand. And that feeling of confusion has stuck with me. And I experienced that feeling again this week as I watched the news footage and the pictures and eventually even the memes appear. I was confused. I'm still confused. Those images inspire the same kind of confusion in me about how and why and the fears about our country and its future. That brings me to today's piece of truth. Today's truth is the kingdom of God is not in trouble, and neither are you. I'm borrowing this phrase from a wonderful podcaster named Emily P. Freeman. She does the Next Right Thing podcast. I highly recommend listening to that podcast. And she borrowed it from someone else, but it is the truth. The kingdom of God is not in trouble, and neither are you. God is in control. We all have short-term memories. We often forget quickly things that go well or things that have been taken care of. If we think back to what our nation has made it through and what our nation has been through, we can see the faithfulness of God. The entire time, God has been in control and the kingdom of God has not been troubled. I know of another nation who also struggled with this short-term memory issue, and that was the Israelites. They often forgot God's faithfulness to them and focused more on their shortcomings as a nation or on the shortcomings of their leaders. And that focus on shortcomings and that forgetfulness of who God is and the way that he is faithful to his people got the Israelites in a lot of trouble. And I believe forgetfulness can bring us to the same place. Above all, God has been faithful to his people, to his kingdom, and he is going to be faithful to you. So, how can we live out this truth? I have a couple of suggestions. First, we can shut down the flow of information. A lot of times, we believe that we have to follow certain accounts, or we have to turn on the TV and see the news, or we have to go to our news app. But that's not true. We can shut it down. If seeing these images and hearing the conversation and the conflict between both parties is overwhelming you and is hurting you and is causing you confusion, shut it down. Something that Dylan and I have done multiple times is just getting rid of our news outlet apps, our news outlet, Twitter follows and Instagram people, and just shutting it down. And then when we are ready, we're very picky about what channel of information we open up again. And we are considerate of what the bias behind it may be. And we choose the one that we believe is going to give us the most accurate information. And we don't always even look at those, because sometimes we just need a break from the information. The next suggestion is to be kind. Be kind to anyone and everyone. Everyone is going to want to talk about their opinion. Everyone is going to want to express how these events have made them feel. And as difficult as it sounds, just be kind. Smile. Focus on what you love about them, how much you care about them, even if they're people you don't even know. Which brings me to my next and final suggestion. Answer questions. Okay, I work in a public school, and although we're online, I have found myself in conversations with middle schoolers about the situation. Dylan has asked me questions, and I've asked him questions. That Dylan is my husband, so your spouse may have questions. Your family members may have questions. People you work with. Random people who talk to you at the gas station. I'm not even kidding. There was this man pumping his gas next to me, and he was asking me questions about the situation. And I can't say that I have handled every situation 100%, because it's such new and different ground, but in every answer, I've tried to include hope. So when people in your family or your children or your spouse or even the random people you come across in your life ask you questions that maybe you don't even know the answers to, and maybe you don't even want to answer at all, just take a minute to survey your thoughts. Express them carefully and include hope in every answer, because the kingdom of God is not in trouble, and neither are we. All right, so I'm going to take a minute now to pray over you, the listener, and your people. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this listener. I thank you for what you're doing. God, you are the ruler of our kingdom, and you are the ruler of this planet. And God, we lay this at your feet. All of this turmoil, all of this confusion, we give it over to you. God, our nation is yours. Our leaders are yours. They are your people. They are your children, and you are faithful to them. God, we trust that you have our best interest at heart, that you are leading the kingdom of God, and that you have secured for us a place with you. And in the right time, we will be with you, and all of this will be forgotten. God, I pray for our leaders as they make decisions moving forward. And God, I pray for our listeners as they do their best to love people well and to share the truth with others in love. In your name we pray, we thank you, we praise you, amen. Thanks for listening to episode 17 of Truth at the Table. I hope this simple truth, that the kingdom of God is not in trouble and neither of you, can be just one more hold for you to grip when your mind becomes a slippery slope, because it's true. This podcast is about truth, but the bigger truth is that what you believe is shaping your life. You can connect with me online at Instagram at Sarah Buchanan, or you can join our online community at Truth at the Table. As always, we'll close the podcast with this simple question: what is true in your life today?